Hi there, Perf DeCaster here, and welcome to my channel. I hope you're having a great day. In this Perf Talk, we have one of the most requested guests in the comments. And we were supposed to have this Perf Talk a while back, but I guess schedules got crazy and we just finally got together and managed to work out a time that works between us. But anyway, so one of the premier Filipina guitarists from the 90s until now, and everybody's favorite female lead guitarist and singer, songwriter, and what else can I call you? Anyway, everybody's favorite female guitar player, Barbie Almalis. Hello, Barbs.
Hello, Perf. Great to see you.
Good to see you. Kumusta? We finally made it work.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Okay, so I don't know if you've been following Perf Talk, but it's just me reconnecting.
Yes.
Oh, good. So yeah. It's just me reconnecting.
You know me, I'm a gearhead. You know, how can I not miss, how can I miss Perf Talk?
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so aside from the gear, we'll also talk about our process, our beginnings, just so you know, people get to know us a little bit better. Because
I'd love that, yeah.
Yun, awesome.
I'd love to share about our beginnings. I have some beginnings stories with you.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Okay, so we first met sa Freedom Bar.
Freedom Bar. Okay, am I going to start there? Am I going to start from where we first met?
Well, actually, I wanted to start before.
Okay, ikaw muna, ikaw muna.
Actually, I'm going to ask you, like, how you got started. How did you pick up the guitar? And how did you...
Oh, all right.
Yeah, and how did you get into music?
Okay, well, I grew up in a musical family. Back in Roja City, my lola, my lolo, they had a choir, a church choir. So they would play in church with their choir every Sunday. So during the week, they would have practices. And then, aside from that, all their children, like my mom and her siblings, all played instruments and, you know, sang and would jam at home. But this was in the 80s and early 90s. So wala talagang bands doon. Wala namang bars for people. They just did it in the house, you know, and then performed in church. So they just loved music, but it wasn't a career really for anyone. It was just a thing that we did as a family. So parang that's where I picked up the love for music and learning to play instruments. Yun nga, my tita taught me chords sa piano, basic chords, ganun. And then when I was grade 5, my lola taught me my first few chords naman sa guitar, my lola and my mom. And then, I actually had a teacher for about a month, for like 1 month. And then after that, just learning from songs, from tapes, and ganun lang. But then I loved the guitar na from when I started, when I was grade 5, I played it every day, like, you know, all the way through high school, started writing songs in high school.
Oh, wow. Do you remember what the first chord was?
Oh yeah, because the first thing that my lola taught me was a mass song. So, parang malungkot pa nga eh. Parang Lord have mercy. Di ba yung mass may mga iba-ibang mga ano yun? So parang A minor yun eh. Mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on your people.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the first song she taught me. And then my lola also taught me this. Ayan.
Oh yeah, Forbidden Games.
Yan. Until now, hindi ko naaral yung part B because when I learned the part A, my fingers were not yet, you know, ready for the B part kasi mas, so, you know, and I never got to learn it, like, until now. All I know now is the part that my lolo taught me.
Okay.
Part A. I didn't even know it had anong name niya, Forbidden?
Forbidden Games.
Forbidden Games, yeah. Or, I mean, they all played it.
Minsan, Romanza or Spanish Romance.
Ay, Romanza, that's what it is. Yeah.
I think that's a rite of passage sa Pilipinas. Like, if you're to learn fingerstyle, that's like one of the very first first things.
Yes, yeah.
Because you only need one finger on the left hand and everything else is the right hand. Introducing the Bad 94 Distortion, the Perf DeCastro signature pedal. Now available to order from the following retailers: gcrockboard.com, GuitarPusher.com, and from the official website, PerfectoDeCastro.com. Links in the description. So, and then, how did you get into writing songs?
So, you know, I would see my mom and my grandfather, like, write songs.
Oh, they wrote songs too, okay.
He wrote songs like, you know, that there's a responsorial psalm in the Mass, right? So then I guess one day they just decided that my mom's going to sing the response. Usually somebody goes up and reads and then people respond, right? But then one day they decided like, hey, why don't we make the responsorial psalm a musical one? So my mom had the task to write melodies for all the responsorial psalms throughout the year. So it was became a thing for her. Like in her room, she would, you know, spend afternoons just writing different melodies for each psalm for Sunday. So, you know, I grew up seeing my mom doing that, like, you know, just, you know, writing songs, writing melodies.
Did she have musical training?
No. Like she learned nga din by jamming with her brothers, jamming with her parents. Parang ano sila? Just taught within the family.
Because I remember my mom went to elementary and high school in Bohol, yung school nila sa convent, and then they had real music lessons, like conservatory grade. Because sa Bohol,
that's cool.
I guess the nuns there were from Germany or something.
Parang may training, may musical training.
So European-based yung schooling nila. So she was able to play, you know, Chopin, Rachmaninoff,
from school. Well, we definitely all had like, diba, music classes naman in school then. May konting theory, mga ganon, chords, mga ganon.
Well, back then, like, music classes were like real music classes. It's not just learning songs and then you sing it in Mass and then that's it.
You know,
we had to learn our do, re, mi and our chords and all that.
So I saw them writing. So then when I got into high school, because it wasn't like, you know, we played music in the house, but I didn't really discover music that I loved until high school. And that was like the first tape I bought was Depeche Mode. And then after that was glam rock, like Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi and Skid Row and all White Lion and all these bands. So that was really the first genre that I really loved. So yeah, and they were the bands that made me wanna, you know, write my own song. So it was in high school that I started writing.
And that was still in Roxas City?
This was Iloilo na. High school, I was in Iloilo, which was still 2 hours. Well, I don't know, mas mabilis na ngayon, but back then it was a 2-hour drive. And I'd go home on the weekends.
I see. Okay. Iloilo, may bands na rin nun. Were you jamming with other people?
No, because I was in high school. I lived in the dorm. We couldn't really go out, you know. So I still played in church every Wednesday. There was Mass, so I was the guitar player in church. But I did see a grand total of one concert while I was in high school in Iloilo. And that was The Dawn. That was my first live concert that I got to see. And yeah, so that's what it was. So it was only when I moved here for college na I got, you know, to see more bands and things.
Okay, and where did you go to college?
La Salle.
Okay.
La Salle, yeah.
Then when you got to La Salle, did you actively seek out other musicians?
Well, I joined the La Salle band to get to meet then other musicians. And ano nga ba? Yeah, I did have a band in school. I have a friend, her name is Zara, and we became friends and we just started jamming and then we were able to find a drummer, a bass player, sila Raymond, sila Darwin, sila Dwayne. So we formed a band called Green Tea and we played the what do you call this, the Battle of the Bands in La Salle.
Okay.
And then one day then in my accounting class, I was writing something. I was writing a song while in class. Writing, you know. Tapos napansin ng seatmate ko. Tapos, yun nga, sinabi sa akin, ano yan? Are you writing a song? Ganun. We started talking. And it turns out that he was a guitar player. So then, syempre wala pang smartphones dati, di ba? So yung mga, meron tayong wallet na may accordion ng pictures, di ba? Ng ano natin, loved ones and ganyan. So nilabas niya yung wallet niya. Sabi niya, ito yung picture ng gitara ko. Ganon. Sa wallet niya, ganon.
Okay.
And that guy is Ran Golamco, si Raymond Golamco.
Yeah, Raymond.
Yeah, so ayun, so we started talking and he said, you know, I know someone who's looking for a band. Maybe you wanna, you know, meet up with this person. So then that was Ricky Garango, who became my bandmate with Hungry Young Poet. So when I met Ricky, ayun nga, parang he's had more experience. He was already playing for different bands, and at that time he was with Jet Pangan Group. So I had the songs, but I didn't have the plan. Just the songs that I'd been writing for a while. Pero siya nga mas may knowledge siya when it comes to bands, arrangements, things like that. So then, yeah, and so ano kami, we worked on my songs, and he arranged them. We arranged them together. Oh yeah, and then at around that time, I started I got my first gig, which was in Freedom Bar. Kasi nangyari nun, dahil nga kay Ricky, pag may gig yung Jet Pangan Group, sila Mike Vigano, yes, sila, yes. Yeah, of course, Jet. And whenever they would have a gig, pag between their sets, pinapatugtog nila ako yung nila, parang,
intermission.
That's it. Yeah, ako yung intermission nila between their sets. And then one time, I was, they played in 70s Bistro, and there, so I played like 5 songs, something like that, 3 songs, I forgot. But when I was doing my intermission set, the owner or the manager of the then new Freedom Bar approached me afterwards, and then he said, yeah, I had this new bar, wanted to play there every Monday. So then I had to make a repertoire. Yeah, and then after that, we got a drummer. Noong una, mag-isala ako, mamaya naging duo kami, tapos mamaya nagkaroon na kami ng drummer sa Freedom Bar. So that's where it all started first, and that's where I met you.
Yes. Yeah, so that was a Tri-Axis gig, and you guys played before us.
Yes. No. Or, what it was like, we thank you so much for being such a big part of our career, actually, because so until at that point we weren't signed. We had got all these songs and we made demo tapes. We sent them out to all the record labels. Syempre idea lahat ni Ricky, to siya yung marunong nito. Nag 4-track recording pa kami para maganda yung tunog. Pinadala namin sa lahat ng record label. Tapos we didn't get a single call back. Pero okay lang din, tuloy-tuloy lang yung gig. But then, yun nga, that one night, it was your album launch or part of your bar tour. Your album
part
launch.
Of the bar tour.
For Tri-Axis. So then since you did it in Freedom Bar, so Freedom Bar said, hey, why don't you open up for Tri-Axis, who's doing a bar tour here? So that night was a special night for us because since you guys were playing, like your label was there, Sony was there. It was a packed night. All the Sony people were there and other people. So yeah, it was there that the Sony execs got to see us, and then they offered us a deal. So then we got signed with Sony and we became label mates thanks to you guys. So thank you so much for...
I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Yes.
Before that show, I think I went to Freedom Bar to check out the place and you guys were playing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was in the back and... I saw you guys playing, and I knew Ricky. I knew Ricky from I met him earlier, prior to that rather. And then I saw you guys, and then when we had a meeting with Sony, I actually asked the guys to come.
No way!
And I told them you gotta check out Hungry Young Poets.
No way!
Yeah.
Thank you so much for. I did not know this. I thought it was just random that we were like, yay,
No, because you.
Thank you, thank you.
You guys were signed to Columbia.
That's such a big deal.
Yeah, you guys were signed to Columbia.
We were Columbia. Were you guys Epic or Columbia?
Epic. We were Epic.
Epic kayo, yeah.
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 But,
with Wolfgang and...
Wolfgang, Razorback, The Police. So I remember I was at Sony somewhere. I was talking to the A&R of Columbia. And he said he was searching for a band. Okay, well, you got to check.
Wait, was that Tato or Moni?
No, Tato is the head A&R. Moni is Epic.
Ah, yeah. Epic Casimony.
I'm really sorry. I forget the name of the Columbia guy. But anyway, so I talked to him, and Freedom is part of our barter. You got to check out this band.
Thank you.
And then,
really appreciate that. God bless you.
And then after that, yeah, and we had many more jams at Freedom afterwards.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Nagkakilala na tayo.
Yeah. We were jamming. Ngayon, Hungry Young Poets was still a trio then, di ba?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was always a trio. Yeah, bro.
Rand played guitar for you at one point.
Oh, that's right. Oh, nga, no. Diba? No.
When you were signed.
No, like Rand, because he was into other things, so he was just really jamming with us. But by the time we got signed, we were a trio na talaga. But he was our friend, like jam sometimes, ganun.
Yeah, so that was part of the thing din, because like Tri-Axis was a trio, and then there's another trio na.
Ah, yeah.
But it was an interesting bill. For people, and then of course towards the end of the night, halo.
Yeah.
That was fun. When you're ready for new pedal day, use discount code GCPERF10 at gcrockboard.com to get 10% off your entire order. You can use the code multiple times and there is no expiration date. Enjoy. And then, you know, aside from the stuff that you figured out on your own, did you take any other lessons aside from that 1 month? What did you do for research? What did you do for research?
All right. Yan. Well, back then, pre-YouTube nga, diba? Just listening to tapes and trying to copy them by ear. That's it. And then interviewing people like you, like people, my friends, like, how do you do this? Like, I don't know if you still remember, but I'd ask you for advice. Like, you know, how do I get better at guitar playing? And I remember the advice you gave me. See, you told me like how to solo. You said na parang I have to get comfortable with the different parang chords. Parang think about it in a chordal way. Like, for example, you know, like if this is A, this is also A. So then I can solo around those shapes of the chord, something like that. Yeah, you taught me that. Ganun lang, learning from people around me then. And I'm also blessed to have had, like, you know, been in bands with really great players then. So lagi kong ano mo yan, tinatanong. Even now, like my brother-in-law Karel, who's my bass player, I always take lessons from him. I always like ask him, how do you do this? How do you do, you know, I always interview him like about, you know, more theory or, you know, so it's helped me grow.
Because that's great, because you've always been surrounded by like these awesome musicians, sila Romel,
yeah,
sila Wendell,
sila Nino. Yeah.
That's great. And then for songwriting, where do you start? What do you start with?
When I write, usually chords. Usually just a chord progression. And then after, if I you know, lock in a chord progression that I like, I just play it for like over and over, and then try to sing a melody on top of it. And usually, parang gibberish yung ano muna, wala mo ng sense yung mga kinakanta kong words para lang umandar. And then later on, in-edit ko na lang yung first line kasi usually walang sense. But, you know, ganun lang. I just get the chords down and then sing over it until I like the melody, and then I continue. So usually sabay yung melody and the lyrics. The initial lyrics, tas i-edit ko na lang later on.
And then how do you get into it? Kasi like some songwriters, they have their own process, like, you know, just for 1 hour, just, you know, randomly play stuff and you know, do you have your own like set process?
I think it's just like that din. I just sit down and then jam. Just, you know, play chords. I think it's a different time though when I'm like fiddling with my pedal board, or, you know, parang ibang part ng brain yung gumagana nun, you know, parang yun nga, you're fixing things, and then so I don't get to write when I do that. Like, I will just like, especially if you play with your looper and then you just solo all night, you know, like I don't come up with songs when I do that. So then usually the writing happens on my acoustic guitar. So I mean, wala akong distractions na ano, na gear ganon. So yeah, when I decide okay, I'm gonna write a song, I usually sit down with just my acoustic guitar, and then when the song's done, saka na I can play with it na with my electric setup. Nasanay din ako na ganon, na mas acoustic talaga yung ano ko, yung writing ever
since. I see. Has it happened you find a patch that you like and then you write the song around that sound?
Let me see. I mean, if it has, maybe only once or twice. Usually, I don't know, I think I have a better sense of the song when it's very bare. You know what I mean? Like if it sounds good on an acoustic, then I think it will sound better when I put stuff on top of it. I don't know. There's some people, yeah, everybody has a different process. Like, you know, one thing I can't do is like write in the car with just like my imagination. Some people do that, right? They just, I've tried to do that one time, especially mga long trips, diba? So like, oh, I got the song idea. Then it's in my mind. Sounds good. Then I write down, you know. Then when I get home and get my guitar, it doesn't sound good. It sounded good in my mind. Hindi pala.
You know what I do for long trips? The savior has been a garage band.
Oh,
my,
yeah.
On my phone.
Yes.
Just fiddle with it. Like if I'm on long flights, that's how I write, yeah, most of my backing tracks.
But nice.
Spoiled
na talaga tayo ngayon, eh, no? Daming,
yeah.
Dami nating ano, technology na.
Andami na. I mean, dati I was also guilty. Like, I started college as a political science major.
Yes.
And then, anyway, as I was saying, like, yung kanina, you mentioned your accounting story. Ako naman, if I'm bored with class, I'd be writing out tab.
Wow.
I'd be writing out licks on
Grabe.
Tab. And I think I read in the Guitar World somewhere, si Richie Kotzen, he would take tab paper or music notation, go like this. Go, just that, then write notes, and then yeah, learn that.
Parang, wow.
Yeah. But then it's not really, you know, usually it's not usually it's
musical
not
sounding, it's, but it's a good exercise.
It's a good exercise, you know. If you're enjoying this video, please give it a thumbs up, like, hit that subscribe button, and ring that bell. And then, okay, so how do you know when a song is finished?
Oh, you don't really know. Like, especially if you play live, the song keeps changing every night, right? Like every time. So I think you just gotta have to decide that, you know, we need to finish this like recording, so you gotta stop like revising the song. Yeah, but when I'm writing naman, I guess I have to get it to a point where I'm happy with it. If I'm not bored with it, or if there's no like boring parts, sabi tatanggalin mo yung mga boring parts sa song, ganun. Ganun lang naman. But when it comes to improving the song, I feel like it's a continuous process pa rin.
So. Yeah. And of course, it changes then depending on where your mindset is at. Then, I mean, that's something Rames and I talked about. He says he changes lyrics now.
Yeah.
Of his old songs.
Yeah. Kasi hindi, kumbaga hindi mo na pinapaniwalaan da yung that. Parang ganun, parang you've changed as a person, so things that you used to say.
Yeah, exactly. You don't believe in it anymore, or it doesn't fit you.
Yeah, hindi na bagay.
Yeah. I mean, I have some songs like that, like the first Triaxis album. That was such, how do I put this delicately? it was at the time where I was getting over a relationship, and now I don't feel like that anymore. Parang, so it's like it doesn't feel authentic if I sing it again.
Well, some people I'm sure could still relate to it.
Yeah, but not me. Yeah. Which brings me to my next question. Like your 90s catalog, what do you do to update it when you perform it nowadays?
I think it just kind of happens like naturally when you jam it lang. Parang kami naman may ganun naman kaming culture din sa band na, you know, we get to, you know, so we don't get bored then. Yeah, just play with the song, you know, do your own thing. So whatever new thing you learn that nabaga, you can put it in there. So yeah, that's just how we do it.
Okay, so let's talk about your new record, Scenes from Inside. Yeah, I saw part of the live stream. That was really cool, especially when you're playing the Higalong.
Oh yeah, that's my first time. It's first time to use it in a song.
Yeah, how did that come about?
Well, again, since we have time, can I tell you my Joey Ayala story?
Go ahead. Of course, we love stories.
So of course, I grew up in yun nga, di ba? Iloilo, Roja City. Hindi umaabot sa ano namin sa barangay namin yung TV station during the time when I was young. So it was only when cable TV came in that I was more exposed to what's happening on the TV, you know, ganun. Anyway, yeah, si Joy Ayala and his music, alam natin yan in school kasi he's actually in our textbooks, right? And when we'd have music class and we'd talk about parang indigenous Filipino instruments and music, his name will always come up, right? And then we would sing his songs in like programs in school. So I've known him for a long time, like growing up. I've known his name. One day when I moved here and started gigging that in 70s Bistro, diba? When Hungry and Poets was new, we happened to be part of this like one night na maraming bands playing in 70s Bistro. It was, you know, di ba may mga ganong nights?
Yeah, parang saya. Usually mga anniversary gig or mga,
parang ganon, like, yeah. I don't know, 30 bands are playing, you play like 3 songs each, something like that, and it would be so packed. Anyway, we went on the stage, we played the set, then after that, yun nga, dahil puno, nasa labas ka na, pagkatapos lalabas ka na lang sa may kalye, di ba, tatayo ka lang doon, parang dun ka na magpahinga. Anyway, so then there's this guy who was standing beside me, and then, you know, he was just saying kind words na parang, hey, that was a nice set, gano. We go, oh, thank you, Amiko, thank you po, gano'n. That was mabait lang talaga na parang, alam mo, basta parang he was just, you know, this person was just saying kind words na parang, tingin ko, you know, you'll go a long way. Basta may mga ganun siyang mga sinasabi sa akin. Sabi ko, salamat po. Sabi ko, musikero rin po ba kayo? Sabi ko, Tapos sabi niya, ah, oo. Sabi ko, ha, talaga po. Sabi ko, ano po yung ano niyo, yung tinutugtog niyo, gano'n. So then he looked behind him and there's a poster there, Joy Ayala, like whatever, like June 30 or something like that. Basta there's a gig, Joy Ayala gig. Sabi ko, ha, sabi ko, galing. Sabi ko, ano po yung tinutugtog niyo kay Joy Ayala? Talaga ang bagal. Sabi niya, that's my name. Siyempre, hiyang-hiya talaga ako. Siyempre, alam mo yung bawi talaga ako. Parang, I've known him since I was a kid. It's just that I don't know how he looks because, yun nga, hindi ako nakakapanood ng TV ng madalas. Anyway, but you know, that's how he is. He's always been so kind and humble and every time I bump into him on stage, I mean, on, you know, sa backstage, yan, mabait talaga siya. And then, a few years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, kasama kami sa Fête de la Musique. Di ba, lagi niyang gamit yung ano niya?
Electric hegalong. Yeah,
kudlong. Ayun, eh, downtime. Kasi, practice break, and it was a small room, doon na kami sama-sama. Sabi ko, Sir Joey, paano nga? Parang, how do you play that? Ganyan. I was just interviewing him, like, ganyan. Asking him questions, how do you play that? Ganyan. Tapos na-realize ko, di ba kasi may frets, you have to play pala in between the frets. Kasi wala siyang fret, I mean, may fretboard siya, pero you have to play in between, di ba? Sa space, parang dito mo siya pinipindot, ganyan. Sabi niya, ganun pala. So then, ayun, so he taught me a bit, and then sabi, he let me try it. And then, like, a few minutes later, he said, may isa pa ako nun sa bahay, ampunin mo na. Sabi niya gano'n. Sobrang hiyang-hiya naman ako. But, you know, what I mean, yun, sobrang na-surprise ako nun. And then, so that was the rehearsal. And then during the gig, he brought the hegalong and gave it to me. So, sobrang thankful ako nun. And yun. And then, so when we were making this album, we have this song na tingin ko bagay yung hegalong.
Introducing the Bad 94 Distortion, the Perf de Castro signature pedal. Now available to order from the following retailers: gcrockboard.com, guitarpusher.com, and from the official website perfectodecastro.com. Links in the description.
It's tuned pentatonically, no?
Actually, So imagine there are two strings, right?
Yes.
And the first one doesn't move. It doesn't have any frets.
Yeah, drone.
The other one, yeah. You know what? Can I just go pick it up? It's just right there.
Sure.
Yeah. So ito yung, sabi ni, this was made daw by Meliton from, I think, South Cotabato, sabi ni Sir Joey. So he said nilalagay lang niya talaga tong mga to. Parang sometimes it's not really so measured like these frets. So I think... Yeah, so I think it varies yung scale that you get. So like for example, if you tune, so there are two strings. So the top string doesn't have any fret. So it doesn't change. It just stays there. So it's the bottom string that changes. So for now, if you tune them exactly the same, so C and C.
Octave.
Then it goes like, octave, yeah. And then it goes like this. So that's the scale. Then, if you change, let me see, what was that I changed? Let's see. Every time you change one of the strings, the mode changes. The mode, the scale. Scale ba tawag doon? Yeah, the mode actually, yeah. So, let me see if I turn this top one into D. Let me see what happens. There. If the bottom is C and the top is D, now you have a different mode. Then what I did, kasi I wanted to put it in the song that we had. So it was on a major scale. Kaya lang, I needed other chords. Kaya, so, wait lang, bababa ko ulit lang. Okay, so now, so for the song that we have, it's the first song on the album, yung Kumpas. So it's a C major. Kaya lang for the chorus, I needed like other chords, like, pupunta ka sa, ano ba yun? A minor, may mga ganun sana na, yung mga F, may G, ganun. So, ginibita ko na lang ng slide
that explains it.
Yeah, para yung top string, mayroon siyang movement pa rin.
Yeah, I was wondering what the slide was for.
Yeah, just so you can have access to,
that's,
you know,
neat.
Other
that's
chords.
Neat. And what strings do you use for that? Anong strings?
I think these are just acoustic guitar strings.
Okay.
Elixir.
Yeah. Okay.
The ones I use for
D string and a B string.
I don't know.
Fourth and second.
Basta the other one is the one with the
winding.
My wound.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, my winding.
So kasi kung C and C, Yun, fourth string tsaka second string yung pinakamalapit.
Baka nga, oo nga. Basta yung dalawang magkalapit na ano, yung may wound tsaka walang wound. Yeah. Yung walang winding. Yeah. Yun lang. And then, you can change the key. You can turn it to the key of D.
Can you run the frets again? I just want to get the notes. So C.
Okay.
D. Then F.
So
okay.
And then diretso lang siya.
G.
And then dito yung mag-change.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So walang 7.
Walang 7. Yeah. Ito rin,
okay,
wala rin
so
dito.
Okay, so that part. Okay.
But I don't think this is like ano, Sir Joey said. I don't think this is standard. I think ano lang talaga to eh. Parang depende daw kung saan yung sa kanya, alam mo ba? Pati ito rin yata eh. Yung sa kanya ginagamit niya. Alam mo kung ano yung nakalagay sa frets sa ilalim? Sticky tack. Alam mo yan? Sticky putty.
Yeah.
So you just move it if you want to, like, I need a different note. You can remove it and stick it in there. It's like, now I have a different note.
yeah. Parang sa
sticky
yung
sticky putty lang.
Yung lutes naman, yung sinauna na lutes, their frets are tied. So yung modern solution nila is instead of frets, they use zip ties sa neck para pwede nilang galawin for intonation.
Pero yeah.
So let's see.
Ito rin yan ako rin to eh. Move ko rin to.
And then, what's the highest note?
And then now play those same notes but make D your
key. That makes it minor. Actually, yeah. Like D minor. Nice. Thanks for showing
super cool,
me that.
Super cool. Yeah.
That's cool. When you're ready for new pedal day, use discount code GCPerf10 at gcrockboard.com to get 10% off your entire order. You can use the code multiple times and there is no expiration date. Enjoy.
And you know what? And you know what I love about this?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I can carry it with one finger. I mean, if I can balance it, but it's really, really light. It's hollow, and this is handle because you're supposed to dance with it, like, you know, like you play and then you can lift it. And sobrang gaan.
Yeah.
You know.
Meron ako dating Hegalong or the smaller one, Kudlong yun. So but it was more. It wasn't a proper instrument. It's more of like parang tourist na you just hang on your wall. It was a tourist Kudlong.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think it's still in my parents' house in the Philippines somewhere. So, yeah, but that's very cool.
Yeah.
Ang US counterpart niyan dito is nakita mo ba yung sa NAMI yung strum stick?
Oh, hindi pa. Boat lute bang tawag dito sa ano? I mean yung parang
yeah,
name
boat,
niya na.
Well, boat or lute
yung the whole ano,
yeah,
in general term for.
Yeah, boat lute.
Shape.
Yeah, mostly because of the body. It's shaped like a boat.
Just a shape.
Or it's shaped like a boat
and
or an alligator.
And it probably floats too. And I'm sure it floats.
It
it's so
it
light.
Does. It's so light.
It has a head. It is like a...
And then sa ibang Asian countries like sa China, boat yan.
Yeah.
Or sa Japan, yung...
Japan.
Yung shamisen, yung malaking pick.
Shamisen.
Malaking pick, yan. So it's
got nagiging different... weapon pa ngayon, di ba? Hindi, sa kung fu lang yan. Sa kung fu hustle ba yun?
Kung fu hustle. Hindi, kung naman yun, gujeng yun. Yung ginagano nila.
Nang sa slice, di ba?
Yeah. If you're enjoying this video, please give it a thumbs up, like, hit that subscribe button, and ring that bell. The songs for the record, was that all written during this pandemic or lockdown?
Not really, no. Just, ano lang. I mean, I've been writing also, but it was like maybe 3 years worth of writing.
Oh, 3 years in the making. Uh-huh. Okay.
Kasi ano eh, ginawa namin sa album na to, we released singles instead of, you know, mas less pressure din to, you know, rather than like thinking of like an entire album and then arranging and recording, you know, like all of them at the same time. So it was good. I really love this new process of just focusing on like 2 to 3 songs, 1 to 3 songs at a time, start to finish, release. And then, you know, you get a break, you get to get fresh again. Like, you know, ganun lang, mas fresh yung ideas ulit for the next one. So, parang, yeah, before we knew it, na buo na siya. Ganun, hindi masyadong stressful katulad ng, yun nga, if you have to finish an entire album in one go.
Yeah, sit down and full, like, hash out 10 songs in one sitting.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I love recording. Pero may mga times na maubusan ka ng ideas, eh, di ba? Parang like, night song na. Paano ko, how will I make this sound different from the other one? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, at a certain point, you just want it to be done.
Yeah.
Which is not...
The best way to go.
not a good feeling too. I mean, kasi...
Yes, yes. You know, nga. Parang...
You want to give more, but it's like physically you can't.
Yeah. And then after that, you have to recover, di ba? Para kang na-burnout din minsan. Parang, I need a break. Yeah.
Ang hassle nun, like, you know, being, if you're guitared out or all musicked out, di
ba? Then you wanna stop muna for a while, right?
Yeah, so, but then you can't because you have to promote it.
Yeah. Okay lang yan. It's a good life. It's a blessing. but yun, those are the things that, yun nga, part of it. Pero yun, yeah, being able to release singles now, and then build it up to an album. It's fun. It's for me. It's more fun and, parang creatively, it's a better process for me.
I spoke with Tirso of Razorback recently, and he's all for that approach. Then, alam mo yun, yung like one song a month. Like if you take your 12 song album, write the song for the month and release it for that month, and then just focus on another song for the next month.
Yeah.
Parang ngayon that makes more sense. Yeah. I guess with the way music is consumed.
That's true. Yeah. And anyway, ano naman eh, coherent pa rin naman sunod kasi ikaw pa rin naman yun. I mean, hindi naman siya sobrang layo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then especially if you wanna, you know, have a theme, pero although wala naman kaming theme, it's more of just, you know, whatever songs come out. Syempre yung mga pinagdadaanan natin, yung mga struggles, ganun, yun pa rin naman, nagkaka-theme pa rin kasi yun naman yung theme ng buhay natin, you know, this last year. And so, ayan.
Now, the last time I saw you in person was at a NAMM show. Was that 2019?
Yes.
2019, di ba?
Yeah,
2019. Yeah,
was
yeah,
it 18? Okay. I don't know, 18 or 19.
Or one of those years. One of those years. And this is very interesting to me. When did you turn into such a gearhead?
I know, I wasn't a gearhead when you met me, right?
Yeah.
But I have another perf story pala.
Sige.
Okay. This is something to do about gear naman. I think like not just learning how to play guitar, but also learning how to find your sound, I guess, or to, ano, also takes time and practice, right? I mean, when I started out gigging in the 90s, like I said, I'm an acoustic guitar person. I write with an acoustic guitar. I play with an acoustic guitar at home. I never really touch my electric until I'm on the set. You know, I mean, I'm there. The only reason why I do that is because, you know, it's louder and it's just a fuller sound. So, in what I'm trying to say is I never really had the time or the, you know, to find a good sound. You know what I mean? It's just, so even like my bandmates used to tease me na tunog mosquito daw yung ano ko, gitara ko. Palaging. Kasi, alam mo, mosquito. Eh, hindi ko alam eh. Basta alam ko lang. Sinabi sa akin ni Mark Lakay dati na nagtatext, you know, who's a friend of ours and who also helped us with sound before. Sige, paano ba yung sinaset yung app? Sabi niya, i-ano mo lang, i-5 o'clock mo lang lahat, flat lang lahat. So, alam mo yun, wala. For me, I didn't have the, ano, parang discernment to see if I like the sound. Basta alam ko lang, sige, I'll make it flat so that the sound is there, and then I'll turn on my distortion pedal to make it more good, more louder. Louder lang, that's it. Yeah. And with a little, and then I think it was Mike Villegas, someone who taught me. Siguro hindi nila maalala to, but I like I told you, I just learned bits and pieces from, you know, people around me. It was Mike Villegas who told me na parang, oh, to, when you set your distortion, just make it louder than your clean. Kasi by the time you turn on your distortion, malamang yung drummer mo malakas na rin. So yun lang yung mga rules na meron ako na, sige, lakasan ko to, ganyan. In terms of sound, that's all I had. It sounded like a mosquito sometimes, you know. Tapos yung may isang time, it was NU Rock Awards, and we got to play. I don't know if you remember this, but I think maybe I was in school or something, but I couldn't make it to the sound check. But my band was there, so Romel and Wendell were there, and then you were there because you were doing sound check as well. You remember. So then I think my bandmates, since you were there, and you were bandmates with Wendell din, we shared the drummer. So then, ayun nga, so they asked you if you can sound check my guitar for me for the night. So then, ayun, so ikaw na ayos, galing, iba yung settings ng distortion ko, iba. Hindi yun yung settings ko. And then yun nga, nung pagdating ng rock course, yun, I played, and it was like the best sound. For me, the best way that, you know, yun nga, because you did the sound check for me. So, ayun lang. So, yun, just, yeah. So, nandun yung ano ko, wala akong ano noon din na, what sounds good, what doesn't sound good. And yeah, so again, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
And then but then this whole thing started for me, mga maybe 2006, 2007, ganon. I guess I just got bored with my sound, with my guitar sound. So then I asked my brother-in-law, who was my bandmate, si Karel. And I asked him, Karel, ano ba bang, what else is out there in the world of pedals and guitar? Like, you know, is there anything exciting out there? Like, what can I look into just to, you know, to do something, you know, else with my sound? Ayun. And then so then he told me, check mo yung mga Moog. Sabi niya ganun. I think they have interesting guitar pedals and guitar sounds. So then that sent me off into a rabbit hole na. Parang tinina ko na Moog, mamaya nakita ko na yung Electro Harmonix. Matagal na yung Electro Harmonix pero hindi dumating sa atin eh. 'Di ba? Boss pedals na talaga meron tayo, you know, for decades. So that's what I had. But meron palang iba. So the first like non-Boss pedal I got was Electro Harmonix micro synthesizer. Yun nga, from researching after Karel told me, you know, to look into these things. Ayun lang. And then, dun na, na-discover ko na yung mga forums, na-discover ko na yung mga, you know, guitar demos on YouTube. And it was just, you know, I got hooked. And it was from listening to that and learning little by little. Parang dun ako lang ako nagkaroon ng parang sense na kung ano yung gusto ko ring sound. Ayun. So before, you know, when I would hear, you know, guitar players na ang ganda ng tunog, I recognize it. Like, that's a great sounding guitar player. That's a great sounding guitar. I just don't know how to get there. I don't know, like, what do you do? But then I think as I you know, just watched more demos, practiced, tried different pedals, parang I just had a better sense of what I liked then, and ganun lang. So, pero yun nga, it did take years for me. I mean, I know how it feels like to just not be able to hear it. I don't know what to do. It's just, I see he sounds good. I just don't know how to get there myself. Yeah, I think it's just practice then.
Yeah,
I don't know. What do you think? I mean, you've always sounded good.
I remember because I was scrolling through Facebook at one time, then I stumbled on one of your videos and you were doing a pedal demo. It's like, oh wow. You know, I was just wondering, like, oh, when did you turn into a gearhead?
Yeah. It was great.
And it's great. Don't get me wrong, it's great.
Introducing the Bad 94 Distortion, the Perf de Castro's signature pedal. Now available to order from the following retailers: gcrockboard.com, guitarpusher.com, and from the official website perfectodecastro.com. Links in the description.
In previous Perf Talks, then, like see Francis Reyes. I know you
jammed together. Yeah.
Yeah, you jammed together, and then you showed him
the Zoya. Is it the Zoya?
Zoya.
He also has one now. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you showed him.
Yes, I was like, you gotta get this one.
Yeah, you got yun. Tapos, and then see recently, si Rames naman, he was trying to figure out this song, this sound, and then you're getting your makeup done, and you said, fuzz.
No, you know why? Because sandwich, right? I mean, you know, they have the sound, right? And then yeah, so I was into pedals, and I had discovered like these different types of drive and of course fuzz. And kasi wala, ang tagal-tagal na niyan, 'di ba? Kaya lang dito sa atin hindi lang available, especially nung pre-YouTube, 'di ba? Wala, hindi natin naririnig 'yon, na sobrang malaking world na rin pala yung fuzz sound. Kasi isip ko, grabe, sobrang bagay. Ito yung tunog pa na sobrang bagay sa sandwich eh. So, yun nga, may gig kami, nag-makeup ako, tapos sabi ko, "Rames, alam mo ano bagay sa iyo? Pakinggan mo, research mo yung fuzz pedal."
Yeah.
Tapos yun nga, bagay kasi sa kanila.
Yun. Yeah, yeah.
So yun yung
binili niya kaagad. Actually, alam mo, the Bigma Fuzz, the old Russian-made ones, the big ones.
Russian, yeah.
Yeah, they, nagpasok ang audio file nun. Like, they had, like, yung kahon niya, yung crate pa na kahoy.
Oh, wow.
So, audio file, early 90s, meron sila. Uh-oh. But nobody knew what to do with it.
Yes, kasi we didn't really see it. I mean, wala pa eh. Walang ano nun eh. Walang YouTube demos eh. Hindi mo siya...
I just remember just looking at those, yun, nakita ko, tapos, ang laking pedal naman yun. Paano ko dadali yun? Alam mo yun? And then, yeah. Growing up, I also, yung pagpupunta ka rehearsal studio, minsan meron silang set of pedals doon. Mm-hmm. I also managed to play through a Japanese fuzz wawa. Yun. That was my first experience with fuzz. Pag gano'n ko, parang, uy, tunog Metallica kagad to. Kaya lang ang luwag.
Instant Metallica.
Tunog Anesthesia ni the Cliff Burton bass solo. That's what it sounded like. It didn't sound like the Metallica guitars. So yun, wala eh. Other than that, nasa ilalim lang siya ng shelf sa estante, yung mga glass na cases sa audio file. Nasa pinaka-ilalim kasi dun lang siya kasha.
Yeah.
Does nobody knew what to do with it?
We heard the songs, we just didn't know that that's what they were. Like, you know, Hendrix, we listen to Hendrix, Smashing Pumpkins, all these bands who, na, di ba, na yung fuzz sound, big part ng sound nila. Kaya lang, hindi natin naisip, kala natin, distortion. Lahat ng yung distortion pedal.
At saka yung pagkagamit din, actually. Kasi, like, we'd read about it in Guitar World or Guitar Player or Fuzz Face or whatever fuzz or whatever. Tapos, pupunta tayo sa titestingin natin, we'd plug it into a clean amp. Tapos parang, bakit ganun? Parang namamatay na battery yung tunog. Diba? But then, we didn't know that, you know, Hendrix plugged his into a Marshall that's turned
amp,
all the way.
Yeah,
yung alam yun. So, or Eric Johnson used his fuzz face against with the Marshall or with another distortion pedal or with another overdrive. At least ngayon, medyo mas marami ng information ngayon.
Kaya nga, spoiled tayo ngayon eh. Ang dami ng gear eh.
Yeah. Okay, so show me what you have on your board right now and then we'll talk guitars after.
Yeah, so I use this board, but it's always changing. So I would say this is my quarantine, you know, like my online board now. So I use it for my electric guitar. I use it for my vocal. It's like my vocal monitoring. And I use it for my acoustic guitar and kuglong. And I also use it for a keyboard. So it does a lot of things.
How do you input everything?
Yeah. So okay. So ano muna, like itong Zoya kasi yun nga, it you can do anything with it pretty much. Like we can build anything. So it's like a computer in pedal form. So it's like a mixer. So that's how I'm able to put all the instruments. Like we had a live stream last week, like my whole band played and it was all going to just the setup, so that mixer was sending it straight to Facebook. Yeah, and so the whole band was going in there. So I use a Zoya as a mixer. So I'll show you. Can I show you the ins and outs?
Of course.
Okay. So you see these things? Okay. So my guitar goes into the wah.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's another input here down here.
Uh huh.
Okay. That goes into the second input of the Zoya. So, for example, if Karel is with me, he puts his bass in there. So then now his bass also goes into the computer.
Okay.
Yeah, I can mix it in. But actually what I've done, since we had a live gig together as a band, so now this input is for the bass. But then instead of going straight to the Zoya, it goes into this mini mixer.
Okay.
So this is that. Ito yon. Ito siya. When you go in here, it goes there. Okay, so that's the bass input. Then I plug the keyboard here if you want another instrument. Mm-hmm. And then this whole thing goes into the channel, the second input of the Zoya. Yeah.
Okay.
Ayan, so that's the input. And then for monitoring naman, so I have my vocal mic, right? It goes in here and then it sends to the computer. And then ito yung ano niya, yung headphone out, right?
Yeah.
Let me see that. Yeah. So the headphone out has a cable running and it goes out here. There's a tiny, another tiny hole. You can see it. There. See that hole? Yeah. And that goes into my guitar cable. See, my guitar cable has two heads. So one is this and the other one is a headphone cable that runs all the way to my guitar. So ito yung other side niya ngayon. Goes to my guitar. And then this one is my headphone so I can hear you. So yeah, so all I have now is one cable, but then it does two things. So headphone and guitar signal. And then
how long did it take you to figure out the routing for that?
I don't know. It's just ever changing. But it's like after a gig, diba? You're like, I couldn't hear. Hindi ko kasi dati, you know, you rely on the wedge monitors, and then some gigs you just can't hear yourself throughout the whole gig. So it's like I have to find a way to hear myself. And sometimes, you know, you have wireless and things like that. But in some cases, walang time to set up or wala kang ganon. So I had to find a system na ano, parang na madaling i-set up din. So ganun lang, my microphone goes to straight to my ear. That's it. I can hear it.
and then from the Zoya, where do you patch things?
Okay, so now first it's the wah. So this one. Yeah, first thing, wah.
So what kind of wah is that? Full tone?
It's a Clyde? Yeah, full tone Clyde. Yeah, okay. Clyde McCoy. Nice. So I like it because it's... Wait. Sorry.
No, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah. Ayan. Ayan lang. So from the wah, I have four... Parang ano ba? Ito, tatlong levels of gain muna. 1, 2, 3. Ayan, so level 1. Actually, hindi. Ito pala yung level 1. Parang lighter gain.
Venura.
Jan Ray, yeah. I used to have a Timmy in there. It broke. So I need to get it fixed. So this is parang similar sila ng Timmy.
Yeah.
So this one, and this is like the... A little louder.
A little and there's a love pedal, no?
Love pedal, yeah.
Yeah.
Itong dalawa, love pedal to. Cut 50 tsaka Eternity. So ito naman, ito yung parang tube screamer type naman. Ayan, and I stack them. So. And then these MXR rubber knob covers really help, like...
Oh yeah, you can... If
you need to make,
tweak it, yeah.
If you need to tweak it, like just it's all nalagay ko lang siya sa volume para ano lang kung kailangan mo maging mas malakas or mas mahina. Yun. And then after that 1, 2, 3 and then the clone, which is I use it more like a boost. You know, like it's not really that distorted on its
own. And that's an actual clone, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yung story nito is, di ba kaya si Karel nga yung tinanong ko about pedals. So then, and then he said, I remember there's this one pedal that I got to play, sabi niya, when he was still studying dyan sa Boston. And then, yun nga, sabi niya, hanapin mo yun, maganda yun, gano'n. And so, yeah, so I was able to find one. Tagal na, mga 2009 or something, because Karel nga told me about it. And then... Yeah, I was able to find one.
Wala pang clone craze frenzy.
Hindi pa siya ganun ka ano. not as much as it is today.
Yeah.
There. So I mean, it's just a boost pedal, you know. Sometimes if expect it to sound baka ma-disappoint ka rin. But if you know, that's the way I think about it. Like it sounds nice, like especially in a live setting. Parang it sounds thick and
yeah. You know. People use it as an always-on pedal.
Yeah, I think it will depend on your guitar. Parang if your guitar benefits from... Kasi yun nga yung para siyang makapal eh. So... Pero kung makapal na rin yung guitar mo, baka sobrang kapal na the whole... So I use it like... Yun nga, kung Telecaster yun, bagay siyang always-on kasi...
Gives more body.
Body, yeah.
And then, ano yung MXR? And then,
okay, so ito, 1, 2, 3, and then this is the boost. And then I just have this, minsan lang naman kami tumugtog ng parang mas heavier na. Kaya nandun siya sa likod.
Yeah. Ano yan?
Yung alam mo yung Crowther hotcake na pedal. So, ano siya? This was a Crowther hotcake. Inano lang namin, parang na-modify lang ng slight. Kasi gusto kong lagyan ng second, parang almost second channel, like a parang ano lang, a lower gain. Parang may attenuator lang na dinagdag. Tapos, yeah, it was modified here nasa Philippines by some friends.
Nice. Nice. And then from there, where does it go?
Okay, so from here, now this part changes. Yung routing, it depends on what I need. Like if it's an online gig, nagbabago lang yung, kasi ito ay, ano tawag dito, ito yung amp simulator ko. So yeah. Ngayon habang may online gig, Ethos Clean. So I use it now for online gigs. Pero pag mga ano, wala, ano yan. Anyway, so from the whole drive section, nasa delay na. So ito, wait, naka-on pa yata to. Yan yung
carbon copy,
yeah. So it, see that, can you hear that? It's really subtle, but like a slap back. It just makes I just like that sound of as if there's like another guitar player behind you that's kind of playing softly. I like that sound.
When you're ready for new pedal day, use discount code GCPERF10 at gcrockboard.com to get 10% off your entire order. You can use the code multiple times and there is no expiration date. Enjoy.
And then, do you use any modulation effects?
Here. Yeah, so now, after this, it's the Zoya, which does a million things, including modulation. Yeah. Yeah, so this is like my main delay pedal, so I have like a...
Okay, long delay.
Yeah, long. And then it also has this. Like, I use this for Money for Food, so I have this like bell kind of thing for nasa key of A. And then it also has this like this one is like an always. So the thing with the Zoya is you can build effects in it. Right, meron siyang built-in effects na people made. And then there's also a community that keeps, getting new patches, you know, every week. My Zoya owners, you know, build their own patches and then share it in like a website. And then pwede mo i-download yung mga ginawa nila. Tagay mo sa, ano mo, pedal mo. So yun. So yung iba dito, ganun. Na i-download ko lang. Yung iba, ginawa ko. Yan. Yung iba, pag dinownload mo yung ginawa nila, tapos pwede mo siyang i-edit according to what you need. So it's so... You know, okay, so let's see. So you have that. Ito. Yan nga, may mga looper. Ito. May ganyan. Merong. Yung self-oscillation, di ba? Meron ding.
Wow.
Yan.
And that's always back-ordered, di ba?
Ito, I'm not sure, but you can get it from the site or
okay.
I don't know. I don't know kung kamusta ngayon.
Ano yung editor niya?
Jan lang. Jan. Parang this is the way that this is how they want it to be unique. It's like they want you to be able to do everything without the need for a laptop or looking at the
talaga?
Screen. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, so they made it. It's parang may learning curve naman siya sa umpisa, pero ano siya eh, doable siya after a while, you know. Yeah, intuitive naman siya. So yeah, ito naman. Ayan, may reverbs. Ano ba ito? Ito ginawa to ni somebody I met din sa Instagram and sa Zoya Forums, Jim. So De Los Reyes. So he goes like this. So it's a looper, and then you can do another. And then we're gonna let it run. So,
wow.
It's magical. So then now you can, you know, play on top of it if you want or whatever. Or you can play this in between your set, doing intermission. Yeah.
But,
so, yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
Okay. Like for example, like this, like how he made it. So it's two loopers, right? So and then as the looper is playing, he manipulates the loop. He adds reverb and then he changes the speed. So naka-automatic, you can set it automatically. The first looper, for example, was set to play twice as fast. The other one was set to play low. So then that's why you have a bass and you have a high sound. And then there's modulation. You can, you know, you can add an LFO to wiggle the sound a bit. So it's gumaganon siya. So it creates these atmospheric sounds.
Any extra foot switches? Just an extra
here?
MIDI.
Yeah, ito lang. So syempre nandito na lahat ng controls dapat, so you can turn things off and on here. Kasi to be able to go back and forth from changing patches to controlling within the patch, you have to like long press. May ganon. So I just wanted to avoid doing the long press every time. So I added a MIDI switcher para lang dito na yung patch changes ko. I'm just gonna go quickly through ano. Kasi sabi ko nga, sobrang ano nito, may mga drum machine pa to sa loob. Dami niyang mga sounds. Oo. This one's nice. Like, this one was made by Christopher Jakes. Isang guy na magaling gumawa ng patch. Yan. Sige, diretso ko na sa ano. Basta maraming ganyan. Yung mga parang, mga ganun nga, mga different kinds of delays and loopers. So sometimes
That pretty much has everything na kakailangan mo, no?
Yeah, it's and may more. Mga distortion din siya. Nag-gig na ako na ito lang dala ko kasi may drives din siya sa loob. Yeah. Like we have this song sa album na it's called Days Are Long and it has synth, like a synth bass, and mayroong synth drum. I used the pocket operator for the recording. So then I tried to emulate that sound here. So ito 'yon. So then, there, I can change chords. I mean notes. And then I can add the drum. It's like that. And then, that's my breakdown. Yung song then may breakdown. Na parang synth. You just have the
nice
there. So that's all the sounds from here.
Galing.
Yeah, and basically that. So yeah, you just build what you like. You have the tools. You can make drums. You can make keyboard. You can, this can be your keyboard, and then all the guitar effects. Sorry, para ako nagbebenta ng Zoya, but it's a big problem solver. Big problem solver for me, and it's so much fun.
it's
a lot to talk about. Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, I can totally see, you know, the uses for it. It looks like a very deep unit na it's not just you scratch the surface and then hanggang doon ka na lang.
It's customizable. It's fully customizable. Yeah. So
wow. Okay, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah, look into it. Look into it. And then after that, yay! You're the next one after Francis. And yeah. So after that, yun na. Ito lang parang. Ito nga. I have the mixer there for online gigs like this, and then I have the DI for my acoustic or my keyboard. So if I go to a patch here and I have my acoustic guitar, it sends it straight here instead of the amp. So pwede siyang diretso sa board. And then when I'm on my guitar patch naman, it will send it to dito sa amp sim or to my actual amp. Ganun lang. Kaya nag-change to.
If you're enjoying this video, please give it a thumbs up, like, hit that subscribe button, and ring that bell. The next question is, mm-hmm. when you're playing live and you're playing guitar and you're singing at the same time, how do you deal mm-hmm. with all the switching?
Okay, well, that's why these are in front. Like, these are the ones that, ito lang naman yung sineswitch ko between songs, like, or, di ba? Mm-mm. And then, yeah, like for these, for example, like, example, Torpe. So it's one of the songs that we like to play.
Yeah, because like when you recorded those songs, very bare bones yung guitar. And then now you're adding all this.
Yeah. All ano lang songs. Naman, like for example, with Torpe, like sometimes for the intro, I use a, this effect, like. So it's here na. And then, so I'm not singing yet, so it's fine. I can play with my pedals. and then now I sing. That's it. Then I don't have to press anything because I'm just singing, you know? And then when I get to the second verse, I have this dotted eighth thing that I do. I just press, it's just one button to press. So before you sing, just make sure you press it. And if you can add the clone to thicken it a bit. And then when you get to the chorus, you turn this off, and then you turn this off, and you're in the chorus. So, you know, I'm not naman pressing stuff while I'm singing. It's like you just do a preparation, and then when you get to the solo, then, you know, you add your, you change distortion.
Like for your gigs, you're still the only guitar player, right?
Yeah, but now we have a keyboard player, si Nico. Yeah. So that, okay. That really... Ano kami? Life dalawa kami nagkukulay.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot.
Nice. Galing. It's amazing. It's amazing, like, from when I last saw you perform live and you handling these effects, it's just...
I think you have to kind of build it so that it works for you na you're not naman too overwhelmed. Like, yun nga, pag, ano, kaya yun lang, kaya for me, like, my chorus, ito lang. It's not really a lot to press. Like, I'm not really pressing things while singing so much, you know?
Okay, so let's talk guitars. Do you remember your very first guitar?
Yeah, my very first guitar that was my own was a Lumanog.
Steel string?
No. Was it a steel string? I think it was a nylon string. Nylon string, I think. Yeah, my mom got it. But that's a Cebu brand. Yeah, Cebu based, yeah. So that was, I really love that. Alam mo, araw-araw nililinis ko. Para shiny pa rin, ganun. It had a hard case. Yeah. And then my mom had this, like, you know, these like headless guitars. This is Steinberg or something. No, I don't know. I don't know what it was, but it was a headless guitar. Or maybe a Steinberg copy or something. But that was what I was playing when I started getting into like more rock music. I would play my mom's like headless guitar until late high school when my dad met G3 and bought the Strat.
Wow, so your mom's very cool. I remember may maraming Steinberger copies nun.
A Steinberger, yeah. I think it was a Steinberger copy, something like that. Basta, yeah. Ano siya?
Headless.
Walang head. Mm-mm.
And then you're playing a Strat then, di ba?
Yeah. I still have that Strat. Yeah, that was my first like real guitar. You know, like I got it in high school. My dad got it for me. Because di ba, I was in Roja City. My dad came to Manila and looked at the classified ads and looked for, I guess, a Strat. Anyway, ended up buying that one from this person named G3 Misa. later on became a good friend of my husband and myself.
Yeah.
And then he's like, wala, reunion lahat, full circle lahat. Parang my dad bought this guitar from you. You know.
I know. He we hang out sometimes. He lives nearby.
Yeah, he lives in the States, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, and he's still doing the buy and sell thing.
He's still, wow. Since the early 90s.
Yes. Everybody knows what happened career-wise. They can follow that. So, so from this, ano likulay ng Strat mo dati when I first met you?
It's like parang it's natural color, lang.
Di ba?
Natural, yeah.
Natural color, okay.
Parang light wood.
Yeah. And then recently you're holding a black Strat.
Yes, yeah. That's my favorite. It's a Japan Strat. I got it in, ano. Ano mong store yun? Kalimutan ko na. Basta, parang yung guitar center ng Japan. Parang ganun.
Oh, Ishibashi.
Must be, yeah. Parang Ishibashi.
Or, yeah, parang ganun. Okay.
Parang ganun. Parang doon nga. Yung may mga used, ano. I think it was even used. I don't know. I forget now. Kasi minsan di mo alam yung nakasulat, di ba? Pero they had this like whole section na the guitars were like in a rack. And must be a used. I don't know. I'm not too sure.
My main Strat is a Japanese Strat din. It's a 62 reissue na made in Japan.
I think it's the same. I think mine is 62.
Those are amazing guitars.
I know. And they, you know, they even cost like...
Yeah, not
like
a lot.
Less than a half of like the other counterparts. Yeah. But they sound great. They sound...
Yeah, sounds great. Feels great. And then...
Introducing the Bad 94 Distortion, the Perf de Castro signature pedal. Now available to order from the following retailers. gcrockboard.com, guitarpusher.com, and from the official website, perfectodecastro.com. Links in the description.
Yeah, is iba ba yung ano? I've always wondered. Kasi I have a, yun nga, yung my original strat nga, di ba? It's harder to play. Actually, I hardly play it now. I play the Japan strat. It, parang the Japan strat feels so much better on my hands. Iba ba ang scale or...
No, it's the profile. Sa neck profile.
Kasi ano ibig sabihin nun? Yung
shape,
yung
shape ng back of the neck at saka yung... Mm-mm. Shape ng fretboard.
And the, even the front, yung iba flat na flat, yung iba may...
Iba may
curve,
radius.
Even sa harap?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Kasi ano yung unang strat mo? Was that a US one?
Yeah. Ano nga ba tawag doon?
American Standard.
No, yung mga naka-lay sensor na may metal dito, ano tawag doon? Super Strat Plus is what
Strat
it's called.
Strat Plus, okay. Yeah. So the Strat Plus has a shallow C neck profile with a flatter fretboard radius.
Yeah, it's super flat. So the strings are not wider apart?
It's not wider. It's just flat.
That's why I always said, parang it doesn't seem wider, but why is it harder to play? It's harder to grip. It's more uncomfortable.
Parang when you grip it here, dito sa back of the neck, because of the profile, walang wood dun sa kung saan yung arch ng kamay mo.
Yun yung Strat Plus. So, wala kang support. Basically, parang walang...
Yeah, so parang siguro unconsciously, maybe you're tensing up your hand para mag-grasp mo
siya. Para umabot sa loob.
Yeah.
Para ma-press mo na mabuti. Kasi mas malayo yung ano mo.
Yeah. Unlike yung 62 reissue, it has a meatier profile in the back. So pag ganun mo, parang
andun ka agad.
Tapos vintage if that's not modified, vintage radius yung fretboard nun eh. So it's maybe a 7 7.25 inch. So mas
okay. So pag there's a bit of an arch.
Pag nagbar ka, ang sarap sa bar kasi
it's there to meet you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, I'm here.
Yes, exactly.
Just konting press lang nandun na siya.
Exactly.
So that's what it is. I always, that's good. Thanks for enlightening me. I always thought it was like, is it wider? But why is it so uncomfortable to play? So now I only play my, you know, my Japanese Strat.
Yeah, kasi the Strat Plus, usually Americans kasi with their big hands, they hold the guitar like this. And then for them to stretch while holding the guitar like this,
kailangan mas
manipis yung neck.
Mas manipis.
Ganun. Pero sa atin, malilitang kamay natin, we tend to hold the guitar the proper way with the thumb behind the neck, ganun.
Masyado the Filipino way.
Yeah. Masyado na manipis yung neck nun. So that makes it uncomfortable. Parang makikita mo agad dito, ito parang stretched out yung tendon mo dito pag nakaganon ka. Diba? Mm-hmm. So, but okay. with the
so okay pala yung thicker.
Neck,
so
yeah, with a thicker neck.
I always thought thicker was supposed to be more uncomfortable. Hindi pala.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Ito rin medyo thick din yung neck nito eh. Medyo bilugin din siya kung makikita mo. But
Yeah.
Kaya comfortable din to eh.
Yeah. And then also may tonal properties then. I mean, since you have a thicker neck, it's more stable. The string transfer is you get better strings transferred to the body, as opposed to pag manipis yung neck mo, parang if it's not built properly, lalaban siya sa vibrations ng string. So, you know.
Minsan nga naisip ko nang palitan yung neck ng ano ko eh. Yun nga yung Strat Plus ko. I mean, it's there. I mean, pwede mo naman i-self-pack ulit. Pero just so I can play it more. Sabi ko parang, kasi pag hinawakan ko yung ano ko, yun yung Japanese Strat, parang it's more comfortable. Sabi ko, palitan ko, pagpagaya ko kayong neck nito. Para ilagay ko doon.
Pwede. It might be like a tweak in the technique then. I mean, you can play one guitar for specific things
that's true.
I mean,
that's true.
What I do.
Like with the tele, right? When you hold the tele, there's some songs that you just get to play that you like playing that you won't really like to play in the Strat and vice versa, right? It's like, may tunog siya eh. May sinasuggest siyang ano eh, sound eh.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the reason why we have so many guitars.
Excuse lang. Tayo lang nakakaintindi.
No. Pinag-usapan namin ni Ira to eh. He was talking to a guy who, his thing was barbecues. So he has different grills for different styles of barbecues.
Oh, wow. Yes.
So sabi ni Ira, oh, that's like me with my guitars. You know, if I want to smoke a brisket, if I want to smoke ribs, I use this. If I want,
that's true. Ganun
din naman eh. Or chef's knives. We use the 8-inch chef's knives for specific things. You use a fillet knife for something else.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
Although, for those who don't really care about
the specifics, or know what goes on behind the scenes. Because I've had friends, you know, come to me like, what? They all sound the same to me. It's like, what? Yeah, an electric guitar is an electric guitar. But I get it. I get it.
Yeah. Okay, and then from the Strat Plus, yung Parker na yung sumunod.
Yeah, yung Parker na. I remember, actually it's right there. Behind me, can you see it?
Yeah.
The Parker. So when I started with with my band, parang bagong labas nun eh, Parker 94, 95. So I would always see it in magazines. It's like, it's only 5 pounds and something like that. And I like the idea that it's so light, but it's so sturdy. And I found it cool. May acoustic, yeah. So then, nung nag-start kami mag-gig with Hungry Young Poets, I got that guitar. But then, ano ba? Like I told you back then, hindi pa ako discerning din kung ano yung sound na gusto ko. So I didn't really like love its sound at the start. It's just that I like how it performs. Yeah, yun nga. It's light and it's easy. The thing about it, it's kind of the opposite of yung sa Strat kanina. Kasi the neck is so thin, but then it's also very wide. But then it's also so easy to play. I don't know how they did it. Basta ang dali, parang it's almost like you're playing a toy. And that's how it feels. It's like it's just easy to play. But then yun nga, over the years, as I got into playing more and getting to different guitar sounds, parang nabitin ako sa tunog niya, na parang hinanap ko ulit yung tunog ng kahoy, tunog ng mas ganun. So then I just tinkered with it. Actually, that's not a Parker inside anymore. It's like totally different inside. Like the pickups are changed, electronics are all changed. So now I started gigging with it again when I became happy with how it sounds.
what did you change?
Yeah. Want me to go get it?
Sige.
Alright.
Sige. Is that a single coil?
Yes. On both.
Okay.
Single. So let me just tune up a bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's so stable. See, I haven't used this in a while. It's still, in tune. Kasi nga ano siya eh. Yun nga yung ano niya, diba? It's so sturdy. So it can withstand certain temperature changes, things like that.
Humidity and temperature changes.
My exoskeleton.
Yeah, balot ng graphite.
Oo, parang may graphite. May ano siya, may halo, parang composite. May graphite na ganyan yung exoskeleton niya. Kaya sobrang nipis, sobrang gaan, pero sobrang tibay. Anyway, so ito yung mga... So iba na siya sa loob. Kasi before, it was a fully active system. It was all like parang isang malaking chip sa likod eh. But then, it had these like humbucker pickups na I think I like single coils more. Although I like the yung PRS, 'di ba? Ano naman siya, parang arch top pickup. So may pagka
low output.
Low output, yeah. So it's still kind of like a single coil to me, to my ears. It's you can hear the nuances. So yeah. Anyway, so here.
So what pickups did you put in?
All right. The pickups I put in, I experimented on some. I had like I thought before since naka-humbucker siya dati. Baka kailangan ko lang ng better humbucker. So, I changed. I put a different set. Maybe two different sets yung dinaanan nito. Tapos hindi pa rin. I mean, it was better but still not the sound I like. And then, sabi ko, try ko nga kung I had these extra pickups lying around. Like, this is a Telecaster neck and this is a lace sensor pickup from my Strat Plus. Kasi yung Strat Plus, sabi ko nga sa'yo nga, di ba, na hindi ko na siya masyadong ano yung sound. Parang tinanggal ko yung lace sensors, nilagyan ko ng ibang pickup. So, I had these just lying around. I just wanted to try ko nga, ilagay ko lang. Yun, nung nilagay ko, parang yun, it got closer to the sound I preferred. So ito na yung, actually, ano ba to? The way I wired it now, it's just two lang. Parang, I forgot if it's neck and bridge or mixed and bridge. But anyway, so ito yung bridge. Here's the other position. So it's
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a Parker. mas malaki yung tunog.
Tapos hindi din siya, yun nga, yung hindi siya tunog na high output na humbucker, di ba na, you know, parang pwede din siyang... Parang maano niya na yung... Yung mga subtleties.
You hear the strings more. Mm-mm. As opposed to yung parang output lang.
Yeah.
But you're still using the acoustic side? Meron pa rin
yung
piezo?
Yeah, the acoustic side still works.
Okay.
Let me see. I don't know if I need to turn off the amp simulator, but...
Nice. And then, okay, so I heard, I don't know if it's a rumor, like one of those frets fell off during a gig.
Oh, yeah, it's not a rumor. I think it's common. Okay, so yung Parker kasi, yung mga frets niya naka-glue lang. That's how they designed it. And it works in over there where you live. But when it comes to, diba, dito sa Asia, dito sa mas humid na ano, natatanggal yung frets. So, parang di, akala lang hindi problem, pero dito sa atin, nagiging problem siya. So, natatanggal yung frets. So, anyway, okay lang. Pinabaon ko na. Okay. Nilagay na to ni Ari. Nilagay niya ng frets na regular, ano. Hindi naman siya nagkaka. Kaya naman siya i-refret in a normal way.
Oh, so naglagari siya ng fret lines. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It didn't like do anything to the. I mean, he did this like more than 10 years ago. It's been fine. Yeah, so these are regular frets na. I think stainless steel din, kasi stainless steel yung original na frets dito. So I think he put the same kind. But this time they're embedded na.
Okay. No more flying frets.
Wala na nahuhulog na.
Nice.
When you're ready for new pedal day, use discount code GCPERF10 at gcrockboard.com to get 10% off your entire order. You can use the code multiple times and there is no expiration date. Enjoy.
Then after the Parker, after that guitar, was yung McCarty na?
I mean, I have like Telecasters, mga ganyan. And then, well, I guess... hindi naman lahat ng Telecaster magkatunog, ano, depende din sa pickup, depende din sa ano, pero...
Well, the basic Telecaster sound is the same. Although, yung twangy yung bridge, but then bilog yung neck pickup. That's why, aside from country players, you see a lot of jazz players use this.
Julian Lodge, he's my new favorite. So good.
Yeah, the Julian Lodge. There's also a really, really...
Josh Smith, he's one of my favorites.
Josh Smith is really good. He's really good. Telecaster then. See, but one of the guys who wrote the book on chord